Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. The Wednesday sky. The door is right there. Monday, the north node drew the threshold in Pisces. Surrender the map, walk the path. Tuesday, the moon squared Mercury in Pisces. Still in that same field, Jupiter holding space between the blunt truth and the tender recovery. The Pisces territory has been the unresolved ground running underneath the whole week. Wednesday, Mars is at 29 degrees Pisces, the final degree. The last personal planet to leave, and by the weekend, it crosses into Aries. And at the same degree, Mars is sextiling Uranus at 29 degrees Taurus. Two planets, two final degrees. Two signs at the door at the same time. But they got there completely differently. Mars is in Pisces. Sagittarius carried the moon all week. Both mutable signs. Built for change. For transition. For the end of cycles. Mutable energy does not grip. It releases. It was already moving toward the door before it knew there was one. Taurus is fixed, built to hold, to resist, to stay. Uranus has been in Taurus for 7 years, and the fixed sign held as long as it could against the planet whose entire job is disruption. It could not hold forever. Now Uranus is at the last degree, and even Taurus is finally letting go. That is what makes this sextile precise. The mutable energy that flows naturally toward change, meeting the fixed energy that is only now. After 7 years of pressure, ready to move. Both at the door, both releasing. But one always knew how to leave, and one had to be taught. The sextile is an opportunity aspect, not force. Available if engaged. What it's offering is a chance to break free before the shift arrives rather than after. To move on something. To say yes to something original and pattern breaking. While the energy of departure is still live. Mars in Pisces has been operating far from its natural element. The will diffused. The drive bleeding into atmosphere. The action that should have been clean getting lost in the current. The sextile to Uranus at the final degree of Taurus is Mars finally being able to see the door. Not just sense it, but see it. Look, it's right there. Turn your head, right there. Uranus at 29 degrees Taurus is also at its own threshold. It has been in Taurus for 7 years. Dismantling what was built on false foundations in the material world. Restructuring value, money, the body, the earth. 20 days from now, Venus walks it across the threshold into Gemini. Wednesday is not that conjunction, but the energy of that imminent crossing is already present in the degree. Uranus can feel Gemini from here. The same way Mars can feel Aries. Two planets sensing their next sign, sextiling each other at the door. The liberation available Wednesday is the specific kind that comes from moving before you have fully arrived. The decision made at the threshold rather than after the crossing. Which means it carries the full weight of conscious choice rather than the momentum of having already changed. What has been asking for conformity all week in Pisces field and the unresolved threshold, the North Node set Monday, meets the exact opposite response today. Use it. The original idea, the pattern that finally gets broken, the thing you have been circling. Mars can see Aries. Say yes before it gets there. Two planets at the threshold, sextiling each other on the way out. The liberation fires before the arrival. The moon has been in Sagittarius since Monday. It opened the week trining Neptune and Saturn, collecting vision and structure. Tuesday, it released the arrow against the exalted sun, then squared Mercury in Pisces, where Jupiter moderated the friction, then repaired quietly at Chiron in the dark. Wednesday before dawn, it makes its last aspect in a sign, a square to Mars at 29 degrees Pisces. The Sagittarius moon has been the emotional carrier of this entire sequence, and its final move before exiting fire is to press directly on the planet that is still standing in the sign where the week's unresolved threshold lives. The square surfaces the accumulated pressure, not as a crisis, as inventory. The Sagittarius moon delivers to Mars the same blunt, direct, Mars-like force that squares carry, and asks, what have you been holding on to in there? What leaked? Where did the drive go soft when it should have held? The irritation that surfaces before dawn Wednesday is not today's problem. It is the final accounting of everything that did not move cleanly while Mars was in territory that did not fit it. Note it, then move the body. That is Mars-specific medicine. That's not a suggestion. And let the square be what it is. The fire sign's last act before it falls into Capricorn, handing the Pisces chapter its exit bill. The fire sign's last act is to hand Mars its final inventory before the threshold. Mars better not dine and dash. The moon leaves Sagittarius and the week changes register. 3 days of fire, the gauntlet Monday, the arrow Tuesday, the final square this morning, and now the emotional body lands in Capricorn, her sign of fall. Cold, structural, the warmth of Sagittarius week pulled back. The moon in fall does not emote freely. She carries weight without the fire to move it. But she arrives with something, a superior position over the planets in Aries. The moon in Capricorn looks down at Neptune, looks down on Saturn from above. Diminished in her natural expression, yes, but the superior position means she is the one pressing, not the one being pressed. What she brings to the Aries planets is the Capricorn domain, structure, accountability, the feeling made useful rather than just felt. The tone of the week shifts here, the Pisces chapter closing, the Sagittarius arc completed. What remains is the moon in fall moving through two squares that ask what gets built from everything this week fired. Neptune in Aries is vision applied to identity, the dream of the self that wants to begin. The Capricorn moon squaring it from the superior position is the cold filter arriving at inspiration. Structure demanding the vision prove it can survive contact with reality. This is where the fall comes in. Not Neptune's usual disillusion, but the specific confusion of an inspiration that cannot yet fully land. The moon in fall wants the plan, the defined outcome, the form it can manage. Neptune in Aries is still dreaming the shape of what wants to begin. The square is the gap between the breakthrough that fired this morning and the container for it that has not been built yet. Do not mistake the fall for the absence of the vision. The Mars-Uranus sextile was real. The liberation was real. The Capricorn moon square Neptune is not canceling it. It is pressing it to become something more than just a feeling. The fog is temporary. The vision survives the cold if it's real. The inspiration has to prove it can land. The fog is the gap between the breakthrough and the form. Saturn closes the day, and this square is worth reading carefully before you decide what it is. The moon is in detriment in Capricorn. She's not comfortable here. Not freely expressing, operating under constraint in a sign that does not serve her natural function. Saturn is in fall in Aries, not at full authority, humbled by the sign that runs on the kind of raw initiation Saturn prefers to earn slowly. Two planets, both in dignity deficits, squaring each other at the end of a heavy day. That is the surface read. But here is what it is underneath the covers. Saturn rules Capricorn. The moon just moved into Saturn's house, which means the planet squaring her is also the ruler of the sign she is in. Not a stranger pressing from the outside, but the landlord of the territory she just fell into. Saturn knows this terrain. Saturn understands what structure the moon needs to function in Capricorn, even when she cannot find it herself. The square is friction between the moon and her own ruler, which means it carries specific possibility that the friction is actually medicine. And this particular Saturn just came through a Kazemi, the heart of the sun, last week. Karma burned off at the solar center. The slate cleared. In 4 days, Saturn rises as the morning star, beginning a new synodic cycle. You might want to go outside and look up right before dawn. This is not the Saturn of accumulated weight and old ledgers. This is Saturn that passed through fire and came out with a fresh commission. A humble Saturn that just burned clean is not a punishing Saturn. It's a wiser one. So the square can go two ways. The moon in detriment can meet Saturn in fall as two compromised planets grinding against each other. Heavy, restrictive, the emotional body constrained by demands it did not ask for at the end of a long week. That's the low road. And that's available if that's the road you want to take. Or the moon in detriment can receive what only her ruler can provide in this sign. The structure that holds what she cannot hold freely. The framework that turns the weight into something load-bearing rather than just heavy. Saturn in fall with a fresh Kazemi and a morning star rising in 4 days is not offering burden. It's offering the specific wisdom that comes from a planet that was humble, went through the fire, and is now beginning again with full knowledge of what the work actually costs. Monday, the question was, can you let go of the story and just walk the path? Tuesday, the question was, which version of Jupiter shows up, the impulse or the wisdom? Wednesday, the moon squares Saturn in Aries, and the question is the same one the week has been asking in different forms all along. The weight or the medicine? The old pattern or the threshold cross clean? Two humble planets, one of them freshly renewed. The square is only punishment if you make it one. Wednesday is the turning point. The Pisces chapter that has been running since Monday. The North Node threshold. Mercury's tender recovery, Mars' long stay in the wrong territory, closes at the aneritic degree. The Sagittarius moon completes the arc from Neptune's wings to Saturn's bowstring to this final square before the fall. And the Mars-Uranus sextile fires the liberation at the exact moment of departure, which is the only moment it can mean what it means. The arc of the week so far, Monday set the threshold, Tuesday released the arrow, Wednesday closes the Pisces field and ask, what are you carrying across? Mars is packing for Aries. The moon is in detriment, doing serious work in Saturn's house. The Pisces chapter is done. The mutable signs knew how to lead. Taurus had to be taught. By Wednesday, everything is finally moving. The mutable, the fixed, the fallen, the renewed. The question is not whether the door is open. It is whether you walk through it carrying the old weight or having already put that shit down. If this resonates with you, leave a comment below. Come to IAmAstrologyReadings.com. Hit contact. You can send me a message there. Come to IAmAstrologyReadings.com. Become a member. If you'd like to have a private conversation with me, I would like to have that private conversation with you. Come to IAmAstrologyReadings.com. Hit booking. There's even a link below. The conversation is free. The time isn't. If you want to show your appreciation, I Am Astrology Readings, Venmo, PayPal, Cash App. There's even a link below to that as well. Thanks in advance. I'm Paul Heath. This is I Am Astrology Readings. Know thyself. Balance your energy. If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at IAmAstrologyReadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at IAmAstrologyReadings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.